Hello again, folks. I am so sorry. I have been bloody waffly and long-winded here. I hope you can forgive me. It's just that when I'm really worried like this, it's hard for me to know how to be succinct. I tend to get a bit rambly and incoherent. Anyhow, I'm going to finish a thought that I had about my grandmother's condition, and then I'm going to move on to some other news, some of which is actually very happy in nature. Anyway, as I was saying, before I ran out of time, what else is new? Story of my life. My father... Right, before I go any further, I should editorialize here and say that my dad is actually a good man in a lot of ways. I think he was actually the one who initially offered to have me down to my parents' place for the weekend because he knew it was going to be insufferably hot in this place. And God knows, there was still a heat warning in effect when I went home today. So it's still blooming hot, but it's supposed to get cooler tomorrow. So all manner of things shall be well. Anyhow, my dad is actually not a bad guy, all things considered. But sometimes he takes the cake for insensitivity, and yesterday was one of those times, and I think he compounded problems by saying some really, if you'll excuse my language, shitty things. At one point, I wanted to tell him to F off. Now, I'm glad I didn't, because that would have just made me look churlish and childish, and it wouldn't have solved anything. It would have just caused a scene and made the situation worse. So I'm very glad that I managed to withhold my anger. So my dad said, first of all, to my grandmother, at this point, my mother had left to visit my uncle who has Alzheimer's and is in a nursing home in the same town. She wouldn't have put up with this if she had heard it. I told her today what happened. So my dad said to my grandmother, "Oh, don't you think you'd be better off by yourself?" Now here's this poor woman, afraid she's going to die alone with nobody to be there when it happens. And my dad goes and says something stupid like that. But then what really got on my nerves was at the end of the visit, when my dad and I were getting ready to go and pick my mom up from the nursing home, he said, "Well, I'm sorry, Mother, but I can't help you. If it's anxiety, you're just gonna have to sort things out on your own." Great weeping Jesus. Excuse me, sorry. I have to just calm down and not let this get to me because there's nothing I can do. So as the saying goes, I have to let go and let God. It's just, oh, oy vey. Sometimes he really gets on my nerves. And then last night in the car, all the way home, he kept railing on about how she shouldn't be on so much medication and the treatment is so much worse than the problem. And these doctors don't know what they're doing and they should take her off all them drugs. Bloody Nora. If it was my father going through this, folks, we'd never hear the end of it. It would be woe is me all the time. That's what really bugs the crap out of me about this whole situation. Anyhow, it's not all doom and gloom. She is with my aunt, thank God, so she's safe. She's being looked after. I'm just so afraid of what's going to happen from here because, as I said, when this kind of dementia sets in, it often becomes a permanent state, and it worsens very quickly. But anyhow, on to other news. As I say, it's been a very difficult weekend. A friend of my brother's, whom he has known since childhood, and whom I remember to some extent, died on, it was either Saturday or Sunday. He was in a car accident some time ago, and as a consequence, he suffered some head trauma and developed seizures. Well, he suffered a grand mal seizure over the weekend, and he was by himself, and he fell and hit his head. So I feel so badly for my brother because he grew up with this boy, and I feel so badly for the family, too. But speaking of seizures, folks, I do have some very happy news to relate. I have been seizure-free for a week. Ever since I went back on this anti-epileptic medication, I have not had a single seizure. And that makes me very happy indeed, because I was having like 4 and 5 a week. So, that really does make me think that this anti-epileptic medication is helping. And I'd always thought so before as well, when I was on it at the behest of my neurologist. But then she became bound and bent that I didn't have epilepsy because nothing ever showed up on my EEGs. But the doctor I'm seeing now tells me that there are frontal lobe seizures that actually don't appear on EEGs. And in fact, my friend Kim's neurologist at the hospital told her the same thing. Speaking of Kim, she's out of the hospital now, thank God. Poor girl, I felt so badly for her. She was going pretty loopy in there when she was off her meds. The doctors there have come to the conclusion that brain surgery is not an option for her because most of her massive seizures are generated on the right side of her brain. But then there are some, these little spikes, that come from the occipital lobe on the left-hand side of the brain. And her doctors are concerned that if she had brain surgery, this would just open up a pathway for these occipital spikes to get worse. So I think, in a way, as much as that's kind of bad news, it actually gives Kim some peace of mind because now she knows exactly what's happening. She's a wreck, though, poor thing. I don't blame her. I'm not surprised. When I was in the epilepsy clinic in London for a week, I didn't sleep, and I had withdrawal symptoms from my meds, too. So I know exactly how she feels. I can totally empathize. And I told her, look, if you start feeling really squirrely, you know, if you feel like you don't have enough medication in your system, and you're still having a lot of little seizures, and you don't feel comfortable being by yourself, let me know. You're more than welcome to come here. I said, it's really hot in here right now, but it is going to cool down, so. She can definitely stay here if she is so inclined, for a few days anyway. But, as hot as it is here, I'm actually very glad that I went home when I did, because my mom and I stopped off at a HomeSense store on the way home, and we found a lovely cabinet to fit out in my hallway. So it has become my pantry cupboard. It holds a lot of food that I can't fit in my kitchen cupboards. We're lucky that we found it. It was in a HomeSense store that my mom had looked in a number of times before, but they're constantly getting new stuff in. And this cabinet was the first thing that we saw when we walked in the door. It's really nice. It's in the style of an old farmhouse cupboard. It's gray-green distressed wood. The doors are a bit wonky on it, but I can get used to that. They're a little bit hard to open, and the drawer does not have a stop on it. It has a little drawer in the top that can hold mail or little packets of things. That does not have a stop on it, so I have to be careful when I open it that it doesn't come out all the way on me. But I really like the cabinet, despite the few wonky things about it. It's just the right height, it fits perfectly into my hallway, and I now have another place to store knickknacks and ornaments on top of that. So, my mother and I nabbed it as soon as we could, and it's a good thing we did because a lady walked up just as we were going to buy it and said, "Ooh, I really like that. I'd like to buy that, please." My mom said, sorry, this is taken. There's a white one in the back." And the lady is like, "Oh, well, I like this color better." My mom said, "Well, I'm sorry about that, but this one's gone." So if we had waited, if I'd gone home on Wednesday instead, that cabinet would have been gonzo. And we have looked so many places for a cabinet like that. Oh, man.